This is the Interesting Facts Roundup for the week beginning May 20th, 2007. And we started the week by looking at how articles for magazines and newspapers have changed, but that has its own podcast on the blog. Patio heaters used to be the province of pubs, clubs and cafes, but they're increasingly to be found on people's patios. According to Friends of the Earth, using a gas-fired patio heater for just 1 hour can waste enough energy to make 400 cups of tea. Personally, I can't stand them. I'd much rather have a cup of tea than a boiling head and freezing feet. But as you know, times change and words change. For example, words for food. And in 1950s Britain, pizza was known as Italian Welsh rarebit. Welsh rarebit, or rabbit, is a traditional Welsh snack, comparable to toasted cheese, really. And let's face it, this is the country that fell for the spaghetti tree report on April 1st. Now, if you want to save the planet, it's a good thing to start with whales. The animals, not the country this time. According to Richard Black of the BBC, in the 17th century, Japanese whalers buried the fetuses of the pregnant whales they caught in a special graveyard facing out to sea. In Nagato, Japan, they gave the whales killed Buddhist names. I just wonder how many of the species interred are now extinct. And now an interesting person, Gracie Fields. She actually lost her British citizenship, which was very forgetful of her. British-born Dame Gracie Fields was a singer and comedian who became one of the greatest stars of both cinema and music hall. She entertained the troops during World War II and was known as the Force's sweetheart. Despite this, her citizenship was revoked. Her crime? She married an Italian. Of course, that was a government decision, but the Home of Government, number 10 Downing Street, has no keyhole. I'll bet that infuriates the tabloid press reporters. And finally, best-selling books. Of course, the world's best-selling author is J.K. Rowling, and she's sold more than 3 times as many books as the next two. The next two are Enid Blyton and Dr. Seuss, who have an estimated 100 million sales each. I think there might be something in this writing for children lark. And that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember, learning something new is good for the brain.